Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Two people enter. Only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeeves?
Can You Beat Jeeves is brought to you by Palace Law. So far, so good this week. Let's get you a playing partner. Good morning. Which friend of show is this? Hey, Steve, welcome to the Roctagon. Jeeves has been on a pretty good roll recently. He's 146 overall wins, 15 losses, 9-0. You could go to double digits today. You haven't gotten there in a while. So all you need to do here, Steve, get three correct before he does. Name is your buzzer. Best of luck.
Best of luck, Steve.
Question number one. How does a beaver signal other beavers that danger is near?
Steve. Slapping his tail.
You're right.
Wow.
Steve knows his beavers.
They'd be like, hey, damn, danger's near.
Question number two. On the TV show Seinfeld, George Costanza often pretended to be what?
Jeeves. It wasn't an engineer. Was it an architect?
Architect is the right answer. You guys are tied up. Question number three. What drink is half iced tea and half lemonade?
Jeeves. Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer is the right answer.
I think if you go, whiskey and lemonade, it's John Daly, right?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Come on, Steve, you gotta get back in time up here, man. Question number four, Bruce Willis action movie that takes place on Christmas Eve.
Oh, Jeeves, it's a Die Hard.
Die Hard for the win, yeah! Steve. That was fast, that was quick.
Quick and painless
today.
Yeah, he was on his A game. Well, Steve, thank you for playing. Thanks for jumping into the Roctagon. Better luck next time.
You know what? I think me playing this song is going to last longer than Steve playing this game. Welcome to the show, Steve. Let's get started. Thanks for playing, Steve.
We will play again tomorrow morning about 7:35. Ever miss an episode of Can You Beat Jeeves? They are very easy to find.
This is unbelievable, monumental news. But Terry Boyd has a podcast named after him. I can't believe it. I'm pretty sure one of only three people on planet Earth that has a podcast named after him. It's called Terry Boyd's World's Podcast. Very exclusive. But good news for you. You can download and subscribe to Terry Boyd's World's Podcast for free on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.